Oh, there is never enough time at the end of the day. My worries are piling up, and I can't wish them away. I woke up this morning and hardly slept a wink. I guess being an unpaid carer is harder than you think. The dog is barking, and the place here is such a mess. So many arguments all day, and it's giving me a lot of stress. I only asked if he's okay. And you know what he said? Just ask one more time and see if I don't smack you in your head. You've guessed it. My husband, I'm afraid, suffers from depression. Lost his job, money all gone, and he has a gambling obsession. I avoid his gaze and got the kids ready for their school. He's still so angry this morning. Mental illness can be so cruel. On the drive home from school, I thought I would call a doctor. But every time it's confidentiality, so I'm wondering what on earth for. As soon as I'm home, I hear him moan and I listen carefully. I don't want to annoy him, but I'm so tired and I wish he would just see. We've been through thick and thin, it's almost 30 years. To see him struggling like this is bringing me close to tears. If he only could get some help, it would really alleviate my fears. Psychiatrist, social worker, doctor, I complain and no one cares. All afternoon, I try to calm his every form of concern. I repeat to him to go see a doctor and hope he can learn. He replies, "No, I can help, and I'm fed up of the meds. Any more prescription notes, and I'll tear them all to shreds." I know it's not right, he's suffering and I'm failing to understand. But there's never enough time, and I'm trying as hard as I can. I said my vows that I'll be there for him. I just don't want to fail. It's just he needs more support to care for him and pull him out of the hell. The kids are back from school, and now I'm preparing dinner. There's not much food, so the food bank's a go, because he was the breadwinner. What has happened to the community? No one talks to me and they'll all just stare. Just scraping by, no one to listen, and it's all too much to bear. It's night time again, and I'm in bed. To be honest, I feel glad. My husband is sleeping silently, so I can rest and not go mad. Yet it's hard to sleep because I worry for what the morning will bring. Just remember, it's hard to be a carer. It's such a difficult thing.